Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Public Service Recognition Week Spirit of Service Ceremony. Please stand for the arrival of the official party. The Honorable Ashton Carter, the Deputy Secretary of Defense. Mr. Michael Rhodes, Director of Administration and Management. The Honorable Eric Fanning, Undersecretary of the Air Force. The Honorable Thomas Lamont, Assistant Secretary of the Army Manpower and Reserve Affairs. Mr. Robert Martinage, Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy for Programs, Policy, Oversight, and Integration. Lieutenant General Curtis Scaparotti, Director of the Joint Staff. Please remain standing for the presentation of colors and the singing of the national anthem performed by musician First Class Shanna Sullivan.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated and join in welcoming Mr. Rhodes.
Well, welcome everyone. We have kept the fire marshal away, so he's not really keeping count as to how many we fit in here. Thank you though. Thank you for joining us today at the Public Service Recognition Week Spirit of Service Ceremony. I first want to thank the Joint Service Color Guard and musician First Class Sullivan for the wonderful presentation of colors and the national anthem. It sets a tone, and it is certainly what we are all here about. I would like to thank the Deputy Secretary for carving out the time to make sure to join us. He always does. And the rest of the department's leadership that's represented here today as we honor some of our civil servants. Certainly and especially friends and family that have joined us here today. It is those friends, it is those family members that support us, that allows us to be able to accomplish whatever it is we accomplish on any given day, and especially the honorees that are here today, those that represent honor, integrity, and excellence. We thank you for all you do, representing your components from across the National Capital Region. We do have one honoree from the Marine Corps, Mr. Cochran, who was not able to be here today, and so we certainly want to recognize him and thank him for his performance and his service. As you know, as you've seen in the last 24 hours, we had a little bit of a weather question that was out there and made a bit of an adjustment to the indoor venue. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank all those who put this on from all the different components, and that they make this stuff look so seamless. And then at the last minute, in about 12 or 14 hours time, to switch it to an indoors venue and change everything around, they do such a tremendous job. So I want to make sure to recognize them as well. For about 25 years, almost a quarter of a century, we've used the first week of May in this nation to recognize public service at the federal, state, and local levels. And so it's certainly, in the last several years, we've taken the opportunity to leverage that to recognize some of our folks in the Department of Defense. It humbles me to be a part of this family, of the Department of Defense family, the public service family, and part of that national security mission. I know each of you have your story about why you're here, how you're here, how things worked. For me, I grew up as a son of an Army non-commissioned officer. That was a life I grew up in, and after I finished college, I joined the service for 4 years, and then it was just natural to stay associated with it after I left, both as non-appropriated fund and appropriated fund. I've had the distinct privilege of serving and working in Indiana, Alaska, New York, Hawaii, Florida, D.C. a couple times. I've hit all the corners. And what always strikes me, what keeps me so motivated, what keeps me so excited, quite frankly, is the combination of the mission that we support and we serve, and quite frankly, the people we complete it with. You inspire me. And so thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. I have the privilege this morning of introducing someone who has his own story of public service. And I'm not trying to make him sound old, but it covers like 4 decades. But he's been recognized with the Department of Defense's highest award, the Distinguished Public Service Award, on 4 different occasions. He's been recognized with the Distinguished Intelligence Medal. He's had a true commitment to public service, but also a commitment to public servants and a commitment to this nation. Ladies and gentlemen, our Deputy Secretary of Defense, the Honorable Ashton B. Carter. So,
that was a generous introduction, if only in the number of years of service I have provided, which isn't quite that many, but
I've rounded up, sir.
Good. No, sorry. You dressed it up appropriately, but in that particular case, I'd like to appeal. Welcome everybody, and good morning. And I appreciate our representatives here, the 3 secretaries and General Scaparotti, representing our different parts of our enterprise. Thank you all for joining us to celebrate these outstanding public servants and their families, and to recognize each and every one of them, and do what we need to do, which is to thank them. All 34 of you, Distinguished Public Recognition Week recipients, each and every one of you and your family, your drive, your innovation, you set the bar for us in this department. And on behalf of myself and the Secretary, Secretary Hagel, I want to thank you. I want to particularly thank the families, because you can't do what you do for us without them. We recognize that. And it's your support, your encouragement, that has encouraged and supported these honorees today. So this is for you too, the families, as well as the recipients. And before we recognize the recipients individually, situate this whole ceremony in a broader context. For 28 years, government leaders, communities, and the private sector all come together first week of May, which it is, to celebrate Public Service Recognition Week, basically to honor the men and women who serve this great nation at the federal level, state level, local level, who contribute to the public function. Public servants hail from different backgrounds, and they have different missions, But they're all bound together by a common idea, and that is to serve and defend the nation, to act on behalf of all, not on behalf of a few, but all of us. And you see that mission reflected in the honorees here today. And you see where the diversity of where they come from. Mike was talking about his own story. 34 men and women, very different backgrounds throughout our department, coming together to solve problems and to contribute to our larger mission. It's their service day in and day out in our particular department that supports the warfighter, serves the American people, and since what we do as a country in the security sphere is more than just about us, it's about the whole world, they advance global security as well. As Mike mentioned, this morning we'll recognize the department professionals from the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the Joint Staff, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force, whose dedication and commitment to service has set them apart. I had the opportunity in preparing for this ceremony to read a little bit about the honorees and their positions and their accomplishments, and wow, what a diversity of backgrounds and skills. Distinct impact from each and every one of them on our overall mission. And I'd love to reflect on each and every one of the 34 of them, but they have a few things in common, some qualities that describe all of our recipients together. First is that they're selfless. They work hard at what they do. Remember that they're part of a team and support that larger team of which they're a part. They look for opportunities to mentor more junior people, strengthening the skill sets and leadership capability of those around them and to whom they will pass the mission in their time. They also display the same giving spirit beyond the office as compassionate volunteers in their communities. Second, they're passionate, not only about their own work, but about our mission. This passion and focused energy has led to some success stories that are pretty exciting. And I'm heartened to read them, kind of inspired to read them. I encourage you all to get to know these 34, and if you're one of them, the other 33. For ourselves and the department's leadership, we're the ones who feel honored today, honored by the accomplishments, honored to have you, honored by your example, honored to be with you. Today, as we all embark on a very challenging road for the department, we remain committed and grateful to our civilian workforce. We in the department are turning a great strategic corner from the decade that has defined us largely for the last, since 9/11, the era of Iraq and Afghanistan, to the problems and opportunities that will define our country's security future and much of the world's security future. Same time, we're trying to deal with a very difficult and uncertain budget situation. Those two things coming together are what we're managing in this department. And it's your spirit and your dedication that helps us set priorities, increase the efficiency with which we operate, and prepare and adapt in what is a changing fiscal environment. And I should say one thing about this changing fiscal environment and the impact of sequestration, which is so harmful to our entire department and also to our civilian employees. And although Secretary Hagel hasn't made a final decision on this matter of furloughs, the only thing I can say is he's doing everything he possibly can to avoid or minimize them and look at all the options that we possibly have to make these cuts, which hit us so hard and so suddenly in this year. And we're very mindful of both the professional and the personal impacts that sequestration brings, both to our civilian families and to our military families. And, you know, there's no excuse for it. There's it's stupid and it's wasteful and it's bad for the country. And sometimes I wonder why you put up with it. You know, why do our civilians stick with us when we, you know, freeze their pay, furlough them, on and on and on and on and on? Why do you do it? And I think I know why. It's not because you're well treated by a country that really does appreciate what you do but doesn't know how to express that, I guess. But I know why you do it. You do it because of the mission we have. You do it because of the mission. I always tell people, why, you know, how do you manage to attract people? Why do young people join this enterprise? And I said, there's absolutely nothing in the world that recommends us except what we do, which is we defend the country, we protect the people, and we serve much of the world. And if you didn't have that, you wouldn't put up with it. And I understand that. And I think the Secretary understands that. So I thank you, and I thank your families for putting up with it. I always try to keep in mind for all of us that we get to do something that not everybody in society gets to do. And that is to wake up every morning and go to bed every night knowing that we're part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And as I said, even bigger than this great country that we serve. That's the reward we get. And we get, sadly, precious other reward, but we do get that. And I know that's why you do what you do, and I know that that's why you excel at what you're doing. And this ceremony is a reminder, not just for the honorees, the 34 honorees, but all of you who deserve to be honored by our country for what you do. We rely on our civilian public servants each and every day. Boy, I can tell you that we don't take it for granted. Secretary and I don't. And so to all of you here in the audience, all of you who have come to say thanks to one of the honorees, in addition to thanking the honorees and their families, I want to thank everybody who's out here in the audience for what you do and for being here today to stick together and to celebrate one another and to celebrate the great mission that binds us together. That's what we're dedicated to. That's what this ceremony is all about. And I wish the honorees the very best. Congratulations to you and your family, and to all of you, congratulations and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rhodes.
I was trying to justify my math from the 4 decades. Okay, so again, we're here to recognize a very special group, a group that exemplifies the spirit of service, and they represent professionalism and success. Quite frankly, they represent all of you. They are from throughout the National Capital Region. They are from all the components of this great Department of Defense that we serve and work with. And they have been specially identified to be recognized here today for what they've done throughout their careers, but also what they've done in the past year and how they, not just what they do, but how they do it. We've got folks in all ranges of positions and all different grades that are represented here today. And when you read through the accomplishments and what they've done, it is just so tremendously inspiring. And as you can imagine, I mean, they've all led, they've all performed, they've all served professionally, they've all volunteered, they're all helping wounded warriors and other community organizations, they're all saving money and working to find efficiencies, they're all working to be prudent stewards of the taxpayers' resources. I admire their core values, I admire their approach, and it is such a privilege and an honor to be able to be a part of the opportunity to recognize them. What they do is, quite frankly, they represent what we are capable of together. And so it's my privilege now to move on to the next stage of the ceremony, and that is recognizing our award winners.
We will now begin the recognition portion of today's ceremony. First, we will recognize honorees from the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Participating in the presentation on behalf of the Office of the Secretary of Defense is Mr. Michael Rhodes, Director of Administration and Management. Mr. Thomas Benner, Security Specialist, Office of the Under Secretary of Defense for Intelligence. Mr. Brandon Brown, Management Analyst, Office of the Under Secretary of Defense for Policy. Mr. David Krim, General Engineer, Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. Mr. Alfred Guerrero, Anti-Terrorism Program Manager, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Mr. David Huff, Auditor, Office of the Inspector General. Ms. Dana Kegler, Management Analyst, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Ms. Catherine Nigro, Public Affairs Specialist, Federal Voting Assistance Program. Mr. Jose Ramos, Legislative Analyst, Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Legislative Affairs. Thank you, Mr. Rhodes. We will now recognize honorees from the Joint Staff. Participating in the presentation on behalf of the Office of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is Lieutenant General Curtis Scaparotti. Mr. Luke Butler, Deputy Chief of Current Operations, Operations and Counterterrorism Division. Ms. Carol Kim, Public Affairs Specialist, Office of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Thank you, General Scaparotti. We will now recognize the honorees from the Department of the Army. Participating in the presentation on behalf of the Department of the Army is the Honorable Thomas Lamont. Mr. Robert Ehlers, Logistics Management Specialist, United States Army Logistics Innovation Agency. Dr. Stephen Carney, Historian, Office of the Historian. Mr. Ronaldo Johnson, Branch Chief, United States Army Headquarters, Criminal Intelligence Division. Ms. Karen Kane, Staff Assistant, Fundraising Campaigns, United States Army Resources and Program Agency. Ms. Cleora Mack, Human Resources Technician, United States Army Headquarters, Criminal Investigation Command. Ms. Lynn McCann, Plans Team Chief, Office of the Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence. Ms. Lisa Schaefer, Program Analyst, United States Army Audit Agency. Mr. Richard Tranter, Senior Auditor, United States Army Audit Agency. Thank you, Mr. Lamont. We will now recognize the honorees from the Department of the Navy. Participating in the presentation on behalf of the Department of the Navy is Mr. Robert Martinage. First, we will recognize the honorees from the United States Navy. Mr. John Archizel, Assistant Counsel, Office of General Counsel for Department of the Navy. Mr. Patrick Truver, Information Technology Specialist, Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command. Ms. Caroline Van Santen, Program Manager, Wounded Warriors, Naval Support Activity, Bethesda. Mr. Beverly Veet, Supervisory Accountant, Office of the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Financial, Management and Comptroller. We will now recognize the honorees from the United States Marine Corps. Mr. Herman Hark, Senior Operational Safety and Health Specialist, Commandant of the Marine Corps, Safety Division. Mr. Peter Hill, Senior Safety Engineer, Commandant, Marine Corps, Safety Division. Ms. Lelia Waller, Joint Matters Coordinator, Headquarters Marine Corps, Command, Control, Communications, and Computer Department. Thank you, Mr. Martinage. We will now recognize the honorees from the Department of the Air Force. Participating in the presentation on behalf of the Department of the Air Force is the Honorable Eric Fanning. Mr. David Abelgar, Chief Operational Readiness Branch, Headquarters Air Force, District of Washington. Mr. Andrew Becker, Executive Services Support Analyst, Assistant Chief of Staff, Strategic Deterrence and Nuclear Integration. Ms. Sarah Higgins, Group Program Coordinator, 811th Operations Group. Mr. Mark Montgomery, Chief, Resource Oversight Branch, Directorate of Manpower, Personnel, and Services. Ms. Karen Pound, Chief, Communications Team and Executive Speechwriter, Secretary of the Air Force, Executive Action Group. Ms. Jamie Lynn Smith, Community Readiness Program Consultant, Community Readiness Division. Ms. Wendy Varhage, Chief, Engagement Division, Secretary of the Air Force, Office of Public Affairs. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fanning. Honorees, please stand. The individuals that stand before us epitomize the tenets of public service, honor, integrity, and excellence. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a round of applause for our 2013 Spirit of Service honorees. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rhodes will now close out the ceremony.
Please, have a seat. This will take about 30, 45 minutes. We'll be done. I kind of think of Billy Crystal. Actually, when I was watching the ceremony here, y'all look marvelous. I can't do it like he did, but you look great. And if you want to see how good you look, just know that this is going to be rebroadcast on the Pentagon Channel, so you have an opportunity to see how that all went.
Okay, and then please stand for
the. I think that the results and the professionalism and the capabilities and the honor of public service was really deserving of two rounds of applause. So I think that worked out perfectly as we stood up there. When you think of our mission, and when you think of the results, when you think of the things that these 33 who were here and the one who wasn't able to join us, so 34, have been able to accomplish, that represents the things that you do all the time. You can't help but be inspired. You can't help but be energized by what you do, but what we do together. I want to thank the families again. They always have a sacrifice when people are serving, when you're staying the long hours, when you're doing the extra things that need to be done. There is a lot of the support from our families that allows that to happen. So I want to make sure to recognize them once more. And certainly I want to thank every one of you, our honorees and everyone here today, for your service, for your leadership, for your professionalism. Just challenge you, all of us, to keep setting that bar high, to keep leading by example. Thank you so much for joining us here today.